Hello, sunshine. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another empowering episode of the Total Fitness God's Way podcast show. The show where you get equipped to reclaim your faith, hope, and love so that you can unleash your God-given potential and turn your dreams into reality. In today's episode, we'll talk about bridging the gap to turn your dreams to reality and exactly how to make that happen. I want to urge you to please find a quiet and interruption-free space to listen to this episode, because we'll be doing a little imagination exercise. Are you tired of attempting to change your habits or setting new goals just to give up days later to start all over again coming Monday? Are you desperately craving to persevere and achieve your goals because you want to live a life that makes you want to jump out of bed every morning? You want to spend time in the Word to have a closer connection with God? You want to spend quality time with loved ones? You want to have time to build your dream life, and you also want to live a healthier lifestyle and give back to your community? The problem is that most days you are exhausted from trying your best just to juggle all the responsibilities of being a working wife and mom, while feeling that you barely have the time or energy to fill your own cup. Sis, I get you, because that was me too. The truth is, time and energy are not the problem. Self-sabotaging behaviors and limiting beliefs are the real culprits. Hey, I'm Vilma, a child of God, a wife, and a homeschooling boy mom. Growing up, I was subjected to abuse, which led to my marital problems, financial ruin, and mental health problems. Finally, in 2020, I hit rock bottom. I questioned and blamed God for all my afflictions and even shunned Him. Then during my path to healing, I learned what it meant to walk in His power, to break the chains of my mental barriers to be all that He has called me to be. Now, as a certified Christian transformation coach, I'm on a mission to equip you to also break free from your mental barriers through spiritual growth and success habits to achieve total fitness God's way. My dear friend, you are at the right place at the right time. Come partner with your sisters in Christ to stand up boldly in who God created you to be, to believe in yourself and your God-given abilities and gifts. So grab your notepad and get ready to reclaim your faith, hope, and love, and unleash your God-given potential. Okay, are you ready? Then let's start. I want you to close your eyes and imagine yourself on an early morning hike. Just before sunrise, you reach a wooden suspension bridge. Looking across, it seems to be about 20 feet to the other side. And on the other side of the bridge, you can see everything you've ever dreamed of. Smile, because you feel excited about the possibility of reaching the other side. Looking down, you realize it's actually not that far down. It's also only about 20 feet. Can you see the river below with the murky water? Can you hear the water running? Now, bring your attention back to the bridge. Did you notice that this is no ordinary bridge? There are only 6 narrow wooden slats to cross over to the other side. Do you feel your heart starting to pound? While looking at the slats, you realize it will take great strides, a lot of courage and faith to get to the other side. Now I'd look down to the water again. Can you see pesky little monsters lurking in the water below? But look up again. You clearly see the other side and feel the strong urge to cross the bridge, even though you feel scared. Looking back down, you can still see the pesky little monsters, but then you hear a soft voice saying, "Do not fear, my child, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you." Take a deep breath and feel the surge of confidence as you start crossing the bridge, one sled at a time. Now, imagine yourself reaching the other side. Turn around and face the bridge again. Are you still feeling scared now that you've crossed? Turn around again. Notice the beautiful view in front of you. Smell the fresh air. Notice the sun rising and feel the warmth of the sun on your skin. Feel the gratefulness welling up in you, knowing this marks the beginning of an extraordinary journey with endless possibilities of a life filled with passion and purpose. You hear that soft voice again saying, "You've done well, my child. You are a good and faithful servant." Take a deep breath, savor this moment, and when you are ready, open your eyes. Phew, that was quite something, wasn't it? My friend, know this, there are only 6 slats between you and your dreams. And today, I'm going to share with you what those 6 slats represent and how to get to the other side, one slat at a time. So I hope you've got your pen and paper ready by now. The very first slat, blow the excuses. We've all been there, making excuses because we're scared. Taking the first step is always the hardest because we are afraid of all the what ifs, not to mention the doubts running through our heads. I can't do this. I can't do that. I don't have this. I don't have that. But you know that your excuses won't get you anywhere, right? It's time for you to face the facts. Remember those pesky little monsters in the water? Those pesky little monsters are nothing but your own limiting beliefs and self-defeating behaviors masquerading as excuses. My friend, if you want to get to the second slat, you better blow all of your excuses out of the water one by one by uncovering the truth. The second slat. Reshape your behaviors. Now is the time to get really focused, because this could be a very challenging slat. And my best piece of advice is to find your footing and balance before proceeding to the next slat. You have to crawl before you walk, before you run. That's life. You never jump in head first when doing something. So your task for the second slat is to evaluate how you are spending your time. You have to commit to being more intentional. The biggest excuse that most of us use for not pursuing our dreams are, I don't have time. And this is why it is so important to evaluate your time. Unless you commit to being more intentional, you will continue being stuck in the mud and spinning your wheels without getting to the other side of the bridge. So face the music and change how you are spending your time. The third slat, initiate total fitness. On slat number 3, it's time to discover which 6 biblical elements are necessary for initiating a godly lifestyle. God expects you to shine your light to advance His kingdom and glorify His name. Yes, blessings might be waiting on the other side, but attached to those blessings are conditions. Because God is not in the business of raising spoiled brats. And P.S., a little bonus tip. If you want to know more about this, go ahead and listen to episode 33, in which I outline the 6 elements of total fitness. All right, the fourth slat. Define your vision. You've officially crossed the halfway mark when you reach the slat. And your anticipation is slowly but surely growing, which is fantastic. But don't forget, you have to complete your task on every single slat. Don't skip a step. Find your footing. Okay, so your task for slat number 4 is to write a clearly defined personal vision statement. And the best way to do this is to be honest about exactly what you expect to be, what you'll do, and what you'll have once you get to the other side. But nonetheless, remember, life can be full of distractions and temptations, trying to sidetrack you from reaching the other side and everything you've ever dreamed of. And again, I'm saying this because this is so important. Find your footing. The fifth slat. Gear up for your journey. Anticipation, motivation, and inspiration are all temporary feelings. As I mentioned just now, without a doubt, distractions and temptations will try to sidetrack you from reaching the other side. And the key to not losing sight of your vision is self-disciplined consistency. Your task for the fifth slat is to create a roadmap, aka an action plan checklist, of all the daily steps that you intend to take so that you don't get distracted or lost along the way, especially when it comes to shiny object syndrome. You have to be unwavering and keep doing what you should do when you should do it, whether you feel like it or not, every single day. The sixth slat, empowered through self-accountability. How often have you told yourself that you'll remember to complete a task, only to realize hours later that you never got around to it? It's no joke. The older you get, the more you forget things. I can walk from the bedroom to the kitchen, and 5 seconds later, I've forgotten what I wanted to do in the kitchen. And I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one, right? And it's not just a matter of age. Being preoccupied and busy are 2 of the biggest culprits. And the solution to the problem is self-accountability, which is the cornerstone of personal growth and development. You need to learn to empower yourself with the most effective strategies to stay on course and inevitably set yourself up for success in the long run. or else you might soon find yourself back at the first slat. And that we don't want. And that's it. The 6 slats standing between you and your dreams. Know this. Crossing this bridge will test your faith and your courage if you decide to live a life worthy of the calling you received. The question is, are you ready to cross the bridge? I would love to believe that you are, because I know you are a brave soul with a heart full of dreams, because that is how God created you. And my friend, remember, beyond this bridge, not only lay your dreams, but also your strength and bravery that leads to even greater heights. Only once you willingly confront your fears can your most incredible dreams become a reality. Because that is how you unleash your inner power and passion gets to meet purpose. It's time to believe in your God-given potential. Have faith that with God by your side, you can face any challenge that life throws at you. And if you don't want to walk this journey by yourself, you are so welcome to join us for the Total Fitness God's Way program. You don't have to waste time trying to manage it all alone. Together we will turn your dreams into reality. And now, just because you listened to this entire episode, I want to reward you and give you a special 15% discount off the program, which is valid until the 7th of August. The coupon code is BRIDGE15. BRIDGE15. But if you share this episode on your Instagram stories and tag me, I will give you another 15% discount. That's 30% in total. Once you've tagged me, I will send you the secret coupon code for the 30% off. But first, you have to choose to take a chance, to make a change. And you'll find all the links in the show notes. And that's a wrap for today. Now, also make sure to tune in on Sunday for a special episode where I will share my testimony of the unexpected way God answered one of my prayers last week. Your reminder for today: you're capable of being more, doing more, and having more, because you are more than a conqueror through Him who loves you. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in everything, for this is the will of God for us in Christ Jesus. Have a fantastic, blessed weekend, my friend.